Hi, this is Laura Caldwell, broker at John Green Realtor. Thank you for tuning in to the Live and Love Local podcast. The goal of this podcast is to connect local leaders, entrepreneurs, and business owners in the Chicago Western suburbs and provide them with a platform to share their stories. This episode of the Live and Love Local podcast, we were honored to have the opportunity to speak with the team leads of the Naperville Women's Club 3rd Annual Witches Night Out. We can't wait to share with you the details of this wonderful event. Sandy and Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Could you share some background knowledge about the Naperville Women's Club?
I can do that for you, Laura. The Naperville Women's Club is 122 years old, almost as old as Carolyn B. So it was initially founded in 1897, and interestingly enough, it was a literary guild. So it was about 20 women that got together and wanted to kind of be like the first original book club of Naperville.
Really?
But over the many decades, the club has transformed into being a rather philanthropic organization. So our mission statement indicates that we really want to work to enhance the lives of others through community service and philanthropic endeavors. So currently, there are approximately 72 of us working towards that mission. We have a clubhouse that is a historic church on Washington Street. It's also available for rentals, for showers, and birthday parties and meetings. And we work our best to keep that as a natural part of Naperville.
Yeah, so it's an historic building.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good to know. So you can rent that out. Anyone could rent that out.
Right.
I mean, what are they doing to give back? Different things that they do.
We hold several different fundraisers throughout the year. And then the monies go towards scholarships. A student at North Central College gets a scholarship. A student from 203 gets a scholarship. We also have various focus charities each year, and we donate money to them for Witches Night Out. We have a whole committee, and what they do is they research different local charities. They narrow it down to maybe four or five, and then we vote at one of our meetings who our focus charity is going to be.
That's so fabulous.
With the Witches Night Out, they don't get all the money. They get the largest portion of it, and then we divide it up amongst the other charities.
We would love to help you promote this event. Would you give us some details?
It's a very big activity. It runs from 4:30 to 9:30. This year it's going to be on a Thursday, October 10th. We have traditionally run it at the Naper Settlement, and traditionally means this is only our third year.
Yeah.
But we have a bunch of activities that entice all ages of women to come, young and old. It is designated as an event for 21 and older, as we do serve witches' brews, which are alcoholic beverages. We also serve a full meal.
Oh, really? Wow.
So it's a fun event, and it has something for everybody. And we all dress up like witches and dance and eat and have a very good time.
Fun. So we talked a little bit about the purpose of the Witches Night Out, which you say is a national event for women, helping women in their community, which is fabulous. So if someone's never been, because this is only our third year having it here, what might they expect?
It's like a big party, and you have maybe 700-800 women all dressed up as witches. There's live music and dancing. There's a contest involved. There's games, raffle baskets, wine pulls. They have mansion tours, ghost storytellers, tarot card readers.
It's
huge.
Yeah.
And it's just like one big party, and everybody's laughing and having a good time.
Oh, awesome.
My favorite part is the witch dance.
A witch dance.
Yeah, it's an actual line dance, and I believe it originated in a gypsy campground in Germany, like the real witches. I'm not sure. But it's a real fun kind of European rock and roll song, and there's a line dance that you do, and you have to have a dance stick or a broom.
Okay.
So everybody grabs a dance stick, and we do three times of lessons for the witch dance, and we'll be playing the witch dance a couple times throughout the night. But if there's something fun to watch, it's kind of standing in the background and seeing 50 to 75 women with dance sticks doing this ridiculous line dance.
Fun.
That is so much fun.
Fun. Sounds very fun.
And if someone wants to learn how to do it ahead of time, you can just go on YouTube and type in witch dance. And
okay, get a head start.
Yes.
So no need to bring your own broom, though you could. But not necessary.
Oh, yeah. Brooms are, you know, acceptable, sure.
Okay.
Bring your own broom.
I love that. So in addition to the witches' dance, is there any other music that we could expect to hear there?
Yes, there is. We will have a DJ. He is from JPW Productions. We also would like to thank the local businesses in the Naperville area for helping to contribute to this event. They've been very, very generous.
Great. So a lot of local businesses out there supporting this wonderful cause. How many do you typically attend this event?
Well, our first year, the goal that we wanted to meet was 400, and we quickly had to change that twice and ended up eventually having over 650 guests.
Wow.
So the second year, which was last year, we got a little bit smarter, and we targeted for about 800, so double. And I think we saw over 950 guests.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So we are able to deal with successfully up to 1,000. The neighbor settlement is huge, and all our activities are spread out throughout the settlement, so you're not all in one big place. We do have a central meeting place, which is a huge tent that literally seats almost 700 witches, where the food is served and there's the dancing and the DJ and
the bar.
One of the bars, and where we have the raffle baskets and other activities. But hopefully we'll get 1,000 of witches that want to have a good time and contribute to a very good cause.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to hear that. So I understand there's a competition, I thought I heard you say.
Yeah, there is a competition. It's called the Costume Contest, and we take up to 100 entries, only because there's so many, we have to limit it somehow.
Yeah.
And I think by now they know that what they kind of need to enter the contest. But last year we had witches with hats that had lights on them, the makeup they had, the accessories they had. It was incredible. It was such a difficult decision for our judges to determine who were the winners. And we have them come in and dance all through the tent and walk all through the tent and go up in front of the stage, and they go in a circle and then go out, and the judges eliminate so many by on the first round, and then they call back certain numbers and they come back. And every year we award the best costume contest a pretty nice raffle basket worth about $300 to $400.
That's a nice
prize. It is a nice prize, worth dressing up for.
It is. So it's an entire costume. It's not just a hat contest. It's an entire costume, which is costume contest.
Yes, it is entire costume.
Very neat. Very neat. So what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is the witch hunt. That's a game that all witches can play. They receive a card in their bag, and there are maybe 6 to 8 stamping stations throughout the settlement. They have to go to each station, find where it's at, stamp their card. Then all the cards are put into a cauldron, and one lucky person wins a prize.
Okay, so your goal is to get everybody out and about the settlement, hitting as many activities as possible. So fun.
Seeing what's out there.
Fun. Sounds like a wonderful event. So do you have any tips for any of the witches that may be coming?
Well, one tip I have is we are collecting for loaves and fishes this year. We collected last year, and we had over 1,600 pounds of food donated in that one night.
Wow.
So this year we're doing that again. So we just ask that if anybody attends to bring some food that they can donate to Loaves and Fishes. And then what we also do as a thank you is they all get a raffle ticket, and we do give away a prize.
Okay.
Just to say thank you for doing this.
Yeah, great. So I love that. So just any kind of non-perishables
people
bring.
Correct. Non-perishable, something that hasn't been expired.
Oh, yes, that's always good too. No expired food.
Tickets are available only online. And another tip that I would add to Carol's previous tips is you must have your online ticket printed for admission.
Okay.
Because we do electronic scanning, so you have to have your ticket printed. So make sure you do that and bring it. The website is www.witchesnightoutnaperville.org. And that will take you to the Eventbrite link, which is where you purchase your tickets. Another tip I would say along those lines would also be that it's at the Naper Settlement, and there's ample parking in the parking garages that are by mm-hmm. the Barnes & Noble and part of the Indigo Hotel. There's also a service called Tuk Tuk Service of Naperville that if you park at one of those and you're lazy or you're tired or your gear is too heavy, you can grab a tuk-tuk and take that to the entrance of the
okay.
of the Naper Settlement. The event itself is Thursday, October 10th. The gates open at 4:30. Again, a full dinner will be served with two entrees and three sides as part of your ticket cost. It ends at 9:30, so all their witches and their brooms have got to be flying out there by 9:30.
Did you mention the price of tickets?
The price of tickets is $60. That's the basic price. That includes your dinner, ghost stories, the witch hunt, the witch dance, all the other activities.
Okay, great. And it is a fundraiser. We do want to make sure people are aware of that, right? So
yes.
They might want to bring some extra funds if they want to participate in the wine pool?
The wine pool is $20. Some of the wine will have gift cards attached to them.
Okay.
There's raffle baskets. We're probably going to have about 15 raffle baskets. We've had a very generous member donate $200 towards a Southwest Airlines gift card.
Oh, nice.
We have hotel stays. We've got three different hotels that have given us a one-night stay. We've had numerous restaurants give us gift cards. A couple of jewelry stores have
nice
given
variety.
Us...
Nice variety.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Nice
kind of
variety.
Something for everybody. And then, of course, you have your bowling places and things like that. So we're very excited about the raffle baskets, the wine pull.
Yeah.
And then we have vendors too. There's a witch's bazaar.
Okay.
And we have eight to ten vendors. I'm not sure what the final count is, but they will also be selling items there.
Okay.
Different
great.
Kinds of vendors.
So yes. So you, along with your ticket, bring some extra cash so that you can participate in all the other fabulous events that you have planned.
There's also a photo cube, too,
photo
if
cube.
They want to purchase a picture.
Pictures
photo
and
cube.
Photo cube.
Photo
yes.
cube, yes.
That's always fun. Lots of fun. So, well, you know, I'm really excited and looking forward to this event. Sandy and Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you. Informing
our listeners of this wonderful event, and I hope you get a great turnout so you don't need a broom. Can foods if you can. Bring a little extra cash. Dress up. Come and have fun, right?
Right. And be prepared to dance.
Okay, be prepared to have fun. Bring
yes.
your walking shoes, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you
very much.
Thank you.
Sandy and Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today and inform our listeners of this wonderful Naperville event. And thank you so much to all of our listeners. Once again, I am Laura Caldwell with John Green Realtor, and this is the Live and Love Local podcast. Please check back next week for a new episode.